Lactate threshold is the key physiological marker for breaking through the common 10K plateau, especially the average American finish time of about 61 minutes. The central point is that runners should stop guessing their training paces and instead identify, test, and train at their lactate threshold with regular precision. Lactate threshold is the intensity at which lactate begins to accumulate in the blood faster than the body can clear it. It is usually identified when blood lactate reaches about 4 mmol/L. That point marks the boundary between sustainable effort and unsustainable fatigue. For 10K runners, it is more important than VO2 max because it predicts race performance far more directly. Lactate threshold correlates with 10K performance at R equals 0.95, while VO2 max correlates at only R equals 0.67. Lactate threshold pace is roughly the speed a runner can maintain for about 60 minutes of maximum steady effort. It often corresponds to 10K race pace, about 80 to 90% of maximum heart rate, and a perceived effort where conversation becomes difficult but not impossible. Unlike VO2 max, which reflects maximum oxygen capacity and can usually be sustained for only 6 to 10 minutes, lactate threshold reflects metabolic efficiency at a submaximal intensity and improves more dramatically with targeted training. Maximum heart rate is also less useful because it is largely genetic and age-related. VO2 max has limits as a training guide. Average people may have a VO2 max around 35 mL/kg/min, while elite athletes can reach 65 to 80 mL/kg/min. However, athletes with similar VO2 max values can have very different endurance capacities. Lactate threshold, by contrast, provides a personalized benchmark for training zones. When heart rate zones are based on lactate threshold heart rate, the threshold becomes the boundary between zone 4 and zone 5, giving runners clearer intensity targets. A major practical point is that runners do not need expensive lab testing. Field tests can provide reliable results using a watch, a flat course, and consistent effort. There are two main protocols to consider. The 30-minute field test is the most accurate option. Complete a 15-minute warm-up with easy jogging and short surges at the anticipated test pace. Then run for exactly 30 minutes at the fastest pace that can be sustained for the full duration. The key is to avoid starting too fast and fading. Record heart rate at the 10-minute and 30-minute marks, and use the average of those two values as the lactate threshold heart rate. If the pace was held consistently, the average pace for the 30 minutes is the lactate threshold pace. The 20-minute field test is simpler. After a proper warm-up, work at maximum sustainable effort for 20 minutes. The lactate threshold heart rate is approximately 95% of the average heart rate during the test. The threshold pace is the average pace maintained. That adjustment accounts for the fact that true lactate threshold is closer to the highest intensity that can be sustained for about an hour. The talk test can also verify the intensity. If a runner can recite a 30 to 40 word passage only with noticeable difficulty, breathing heavily after every few words, they are likely near lactate threshold. Breathing shifts from deep and controlled to rapid and shallow at this point. For accurate field testing, use a chest strap heart rate monitor rather than an optical wrist sensor. Choose a flat course with few interruptions, test under similar environmental conditions each time, and ensure good GPS reception. Runners should be well rested, at least 2 hours after eating, and avoid caffeine on testing day. Advanced GPS watches with built-in lactate threshold features can help, but consistency in protocol and conditions matters more than absolute precision. Once threshold is known, the next step is to design workouts around it. Tempo runs are the core threshold workout. A basic structure is a 5-minute easy warm-up, 20 to 30 minutes at exact threshold pace, and a 5-minute easy cooldown. Beginners can start with 20-minute efforts. For runners specifically targeting 10K performance, experienced athletes may run tempo work 2 to 3 seconds per mile faster than their tested threshold, provided it remains sustainable. Progression runs are another useful tool. They teach the body to maintain pace as fatigue sets in. A race-like progression is 20 minutes at marathon pace, 20 minutes easy, then 20 minutes at threshold pace. This helps runners learn to perform when glycogen stores are lower. Cruise intervals are a gentler introduction to threshold work. A typical example is 4 to 5 repetitions of 1600 meters at threshold pace, with 60-second recovery jogs between reps. Total volume should stay around 8% of weekly mileage. Cruise intervals provide nearly the same physiological benefit as continuous tempo runs while reducing mental strain, which is why many coaches recommend starting with them before moving to longer continuous efforts. Recovery is critical. Threshold work depletes glycogen stores heavily, so runners need 48 to 72 hours between sessions. Most runners should do threshold work once per week, with twice per week possible during peak phases for experienced athletes. Recovery intervals should be active, because moving helps clear lactate better than standing still. Use about 60 seconds between mile repeats, 2 to 3 minutes between longer 3KM efforts, and roughly 1/3 to 1/5 of the work interval duration as recovery. Threshold sessions fit best during the strength building phase of a training cycle, about 2 to 4 weeks into a 16-week program. A useful case study is a 37-year-old runner named Carrie who was stuck at a 10K time of 1:01:00 for 5 years. After a 20-minute field test, she recorded a pace of 5:48 per kilometer with a heart rate of 170 BPM. Her calculated lactate threshold pace was 6:19 per kilometer, and her threshold heart rate was 155 BPM. She then changed her training to include true easy recovery runs, specific threshold sessions, and strategic high-intensity intervals. 8 weeks later, her threshold heart rate remained similar, but her threshold pace improved to 5:56 per kilometer. 4 months after starting the program, she ran a 59:40 10K. There are 3 major mistakes runners make with threshold training. First, training too hard above threshold. If runners exceed their threshold, they train the wrong energy system, increase recovery time dramatically, and often fail to complete the planned workout. Threshold work should feel comfortably hard, not unsustainable. Second, not retesting regularly. Lactate threshold changes with training, stress, sleep, and daily condition. Testing once and using the same numbers for months causes training zones to drift. Retest every 6 to 8 weeks or 2 to 4 times per year to keep zones aligned with current fitness. Third, ignoring aerobic base development. Elite endurance athletes spend 75% to 80% of their training time below lactate threshold. Low-intensity running develops slow-twitch muscle fibers, increases mitochondrial density, improves capillarization, and enhances fat oxidation. These adaptations raise lactate threshold from underneath. Threshold work should represent only about 5 to 10% of total weekly volume. The final takeaway is that faster 10K performance comes from systematic, data-driven training rather than generic mileage or guesswork. Lactate threshold testing is inexpensive, practical, and highly effective. It allows runners to identify their true sustainable race pace, build workouts with precision, track progress, and break through plateaus. The most important habits are to test regularly, train at the correct intensity, recover properly, and keep the majority of training easy.